Okay. Math.
Oh, no. All right, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
bye.
Well, yeah, it doesn't agree with me either. And I just don't, maybe there's something going on here I just don't get. So let me see if I can explain this. Yesterday, I did something that I've been way overdue, and I'm ashamed to say that I try and be a, and I'm a promoter of giving blood, and I try and be a regular giver,
mm-hmm.
and I was way over my 56 days. So yesterday I had a chance, and I wandered next door to the Versity Blood Center and gave mm-hmm. a pint of blood. As always, treated very well. Everything went well. Fantastic. And afterward, of course, enjoying the 15-minute snack break. You have to get a snack and drink, make sure everything's okay before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just engaging in some little banter and eating my cookies. And for whatever reason, I decided to read the back of the cookie pack. Why?
Oh, okay.
Why? I don't know. I was enjoying Grandma's oatmeal raisin cookies. Very good, by the way.
That sounds pretty good.
Two cookies inside. I think maybe what caught my eyes when I turned it over and I was just kind of perusing things, that it says here in this little package here of two cookies, it says, nutrition facts, 2 servings per container.
Oh, so you're only supposed to eat one.
I was only supposed to eat one of these cookies. Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? I was only supposed to eat one?
I mean, yeah. I mean, how are you going to keep it fresh once you open it?
Thank you. That was my thought. If you're only supposed to eat one, then only put one in the package.
Right.
Don't give me two, or now I've got to find a way to make sure it stays fresh when I want to eat it later on. Exactly right. That was my thought right there. All right, fine. So if one cookie is 1 serving, and 2 cookies are 2 servings.
Yeah, that would be logical.
On the back, they list the calorie intake and all the, you know, the total fats and cholesterol, sodium, and everything else. They list it per cookie.
Per serving.
Okay,
per
yes.
Serving.
Per, yes, it does. Yeah. So, for example, in my one cookie, the 150 calories. Total fat was 6 grams, cholesterol 10 milligrams, sodium 200 milligrams. You get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where I don't understand the math. And maybe it's just me, because, again, it's me and math that don't add up. If one cookie is 150 calories,
right?
2 cookies would logically be
300.
Says here, what's that number say right there, Pat Johnson?
That number says 310.
310.
Where'd the other 10 come from?
Okay.
All right.
So it's not just me. It's not just me. Logically, 150 for one, 150 for two would give you 300. No, it says here 310 per package.
Did they throw in some bonus crumbs or something?
I don't know. Total fat per cookie. First one is 6 grams, 2 cookies is 12. That adds up.
Yeah.
Cholesterol, 10 milligrams for 1 cookie, 25 milligrams for 2 cookies.
Hmm.
Something isn't right here.
No. Sodium, 200 milligrams for 1 cookie, 390 for 2 cookies. You lose 10 milligrams. How is that possible? Do ingredients get, like, prorated or something here? I mean, the carbs, 23 to 46, that adds up. The sugars, 12 to 24, that adds up. The protein, 2 to 4, that adds up.
We need a nutritionist.
I need somebody who knows more about this than obviously I do or we do, because we're thinking the same thing. It does not add up.
Wondering if there's something with eating two at the same time. I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Which, by the way, I ate them both anyway, by the way.
So you got your 310.
I got my 310, I got 10 more calories than I was supposed to get, though. It doesn't add up. Now I'm concerned that my dietary intake is going to be thrown off, because I got an extra 10 on the 2 cookies. You know? Does that mean if I had ate 1 3/4 cookie, I'd have been okay? I wouldn't have got the extra 10 calories?
Yeah.
Sounds like someone who wrote the packaging screwed up.
It seems that way. There has to be something logical here, doesn't there? Somebody, nutritionist in the listening audience, please, Charlie, Charlie, at WSGW.com, explain it to me.
You can tell Charlie's not going to rest until he gets an answer to this.
Well, it's the little things. It shouldn't bother me. And it really, in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't. But it irritates me to think that how this, because, of course, again, I'm math challenged. I'm like, so I spend an extra 5 minutes that I didn't have to spend at the blood center next door trying to figure this all out before earlier as my time was up and I could leave. Yeah, well, at least you did the same thing I did. 150 calories for 1 cookie, but per package, it's 310.
I don't know.
I don't get it. And again, some of the other intake of the cholesterol that doesn't, you know, 10 adds to 25 because you eat two, doesn't. But the sodium goes down, I guess. 200 milligrams should be 400, but it's only 390. So, hey, I'm doing better on the sodium if I intake both cookies.
You know, in the end, it really is just 10 calories. Probably not. You really shouldn't be sweating this one.
I shouldn't, but what happens if I decide to eat three or four of these packages? Then, you know, that could, you know, suddenly I'm 50 calories over. You know, that my daily intake of 2,000 calories a day, now I'm cutting into that.
Maybe this is from the Cleveland Clinic says, when you eat more calories than you need, your body stores the extra calories as body fat. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, because you're only supposed to have one cookie. Maybe if you have that extra, that's why you get those 10 extra calories.
Because I violated the serving size. Is that what
right.
it is?
Might
so
be.
You violate the serving size, you are penalized for the extra 10 calories.
Maybe there's a slight variation in the size of the cookies, so they just give an extra 10 there just to...
maybe a little leeway.
An estimation.
There you go. Just in case these aren't perfectly sized correctly, we're gonna hedge and we're going to go over because we don't want to go under. Thanks for sticking with me.
Yeah.